We're doing Avat Chesed, and we're up to page Yud Aleph. We're still in the Pticha. What's your kala's name, Mayor?
Anjali Karim.
What's her name and her mother's name?
Her father's name?
Father's name.
Karim Bat Baruch.
So we'll dedicate this class in honor of Karim Bat Baruch. And your kala's name?
Daddy.
What?
Teri
Bat
Shimon.
So we have Baruch Hashem two chatanim. I didn't miss any chatanim here, right? We have two chatanim in our midst. So we'll dedicate our learning to the two kalot. Gam tzrich leda. Furthermore, we have to know kol inyanei adinim sheyesh b'hanagat hamidah hazo b'chol prateha. We need to know the different aspects of the laws that are relevant to this trait of chesed, with all the details, the chol einyanim shehizkaron b'tchilat ha'pticha, with regard to all the details we discussed in the beginning. Ach kodem hakol, but firstly, nachutz lever inyanei gmilut chasadim shel halva. We have to explain the concept of kindness when it comes to giving a loan. Ke'al zeh, because with regard to this, yesh mitzvat asem yuchedet b'torah. There is a singular biblical commandment in the Torah that the Torah tells us in kesef talveh tami. We have a biblical commandment to give loans to our fellow men. And as will be explained further on. But before we start explaining the laws of the mitzvah of giving our fellow man a law alone, we have to explain in general how many prohibitions does one transgress ordinarily, a person who is stingy and distances himself from this trait of kindness. So the Chafetz Chaim says we're going to have to discuss all the details of chesed, but firstly we're going to discuss the biblical mitzvah of chesed of giving a loan, because here the Torah specifies a special mitzvah with regard to giving a loan. And before we start discussing the details of that mitzvah, we have to understand the prohibitions one transgresses if one is stringy and does not give a loan. Ketuv b'Torah, the Torah says, Hishamer lecha pen yeh davarim levavcha v'liya leimor kareva shenat hasheva shenat hashemita. The Torah says, watch yourself, lest there be some derelict aspect to your heart where your heart says to you, the year of Shemitah is nearing, I don't want to give a loan. Ve'ita v'sifri, and the Sifri says, Hishamehu lo taseh ufenu lo taseh. The commandment begins with two terminologies that each refer to a prohibition. It says, Hishameh, watch yourself, pen, lest. These are two terms that are used with regard to lo taseh. Hareishan itztavenu b'shnei lavin. We see we were commanded with two prohibitions. Shelo limnoa, not to rescind, not to hold ourselves back. Mihalvot re'enu be'etzakov, from giving a loan to our friend when he needs it. Mi'irat vara shmita, for fear, maybe I won't get it back. Shmita's coming up. Ukra'o akatuv b'shem bilial avur zeh. And the verse says, one who holds back from giving a loan because he's worried, I won't get it back, Shemitah's around the corner, the Torah calls him Bilial, one who does not have the yoke of heaven. Afki bizman shelo yafsid chovo. Certainly, if he says, I don't want to give a loan, and it's a time where he won't lose his loan. The Torah says, if his whole reason for not giving a loan is because he's worried, Shemitah's around the corner, I'll lose that money. The Torah gives us two prohibitions and calls him Bilial, one who's not God-fearing. Certainly, if it's at a time where he will not lose his loan, ki yigdal chet, the sin of he who clenches his fist from giving a loan to his fellow man, his sin has been great. When he has the capacity to do good with his friend, how much more so is his sin great if he holds himself back?